Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are here in the Before You Go Pro locker room with another great edition of our show. And once again, for those of you who don't know, the Before You Go Pro locker room is for the BYGP athletes. And in the locker room, we talk about topics that pertain to our kids and their journey of trying to become a college student athlete, of trying to gain a college scholarship one day. And everything we do at Before You Go Pro is centered around that. And tonight is no different. We have a young man named Mr. Roman Hollowell, and this is somebody, you guys, that is a very dear friend of mine. He's a former teammate of mine, somebody I love dearly, and just because he's a teammate of mine and a friend of mine doesn't grant him automatic access into the Before You Go Pro locker room. You know, it has to be somebody that I believe has the values of what we try to teach, somebody that's a hard worker, somebody that is determined, and somebody that portrays that themselves. So that's what I want for you guys. And tonight we have somebody that's a former NCAA All-American, and I know all of you guys are trying to get to college one day, and once you get to college, you got a whole new set of goals that you need to have in place for yourself. And for many of you, that may include being an All-American, and this is somebody that's done that. He was a fabulous receiver and punt returner in the Big 12 at the University of Colorado, which is now in the Pac-12, but back in the late 90s and early 2000s, Colorado was in the Big 12 with Nebraska and Kansas State and Texas and schools like that. And he was one of the best, one of the best on the special team side of the ball and then also on the offensive side of the ball. And I think, do we have Roman on the line now? Are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Perfect. And obviously, man, we appreciate the time. Roman's currently in Colorado, so he's an hour ahead of us at PM out there. But we appreciate the time, man. And whenever we get a new guest into our locker room to talk with our kids, we just couldn't be more grateful. So thanks for taking the time tonight.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. So, you know, this is only 30 minutes, and we're going to get right into it because a lot of times when we get going, you know, a lot of times when it really gets juicy, we're out of time. So we want to get right into it. And once again, Roman, all Big 12, All-American performer at the University of Colorado, part of a 2001 Big 12 championship team, a Colorado native, which is definitely interesting. And tell us a little bit about you growing up, Roman. Did you play Little League football or did you start in high school?
No, I actually did play Little League football. Started when I was 6 years old, 6 to 12, 13, for an organization called the Pirates Youth Organization. And it's funny because I actually – this was my first year of coaching, and I actually coached for the 8- and 9-year-olds with the Pirates
year.
So it was fun to participate.
Yeah, that's real cool. Did any of your former Little League teammates, do they have kids out there now?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There's a number of my former teammates in Little League. I mean, they have 2 to 3 kids, and I mean they have them all out there playing. Ages range from 12. So, like I said, it was a joy just to interact with youth and really just gave me an opportunity to give back to my community.
Definitely. And then talk to us about, so you played Little League and you decided to go to Mullen High School. And that's a college prep high school, right, a private high school?
Yes, yes. Mullen High School is a, like you said, a college prep Catholic high school. So it was definitely a different world. As I was making that transition into high school, I totally did not want to go to Mullen. I mean, of course, I wanted to go to one of the public high schools with where all my friends were going, but my mom kind of cut that out, and she kind of forced my hand to go to Mullen. Looking back on everything, man, I mean, I would do it exactly the same way. I mean, as I actually was making that transition to Mullen, I mean, college reps, they were hibernating out at Mullen. I mean, there have been a number of college athletes come from Mullen to go to college. Miami, Cal Berkeley, Notre Dame, Arizona, I can go on and on. But like I said, I would do it exactly the same. Mullen really taught me how to function in the real world. It taught and showed me what the real world looks like. So, I mean, I like I said, I would do the exact same thing, which is go to Mullen.
Definitely, definitely. So did you know going into high school, Roman, that you wanted to play football and possibly go off to college one day?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I knew that was my ticket to college. I knew my mom, she couldn't afford to send me to college growing up in a single-parent home. So, I mean, I pretty much knew football was my ticket. I think after that, maybe after that first year at Mullen, I mean, I had a focus. I knew why I was at Mullen. And, I mean, I really just executed that plan. And I was fortunate enough to get lucky and things worked out for me.
And that's big, man, because that's what we try to talk to our kids about and their families is having a game plan. You know, you're not going to get a college scholarship to land in your lap just by accident. Excuse me. You
Absolutely.
Know, having, you know, some intent behind your actions and a whole game plan and roadmap. Would you say that your mom and maybe were there some other supporters that you had around you, some people that were really keeping your head right and making sure you were on the right track?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I really owe all my success. I mean, obviously, number one, my mom, my brother, who is 10, 11 years older than me, one of my Little League coaches with the Pirates, as I transitioned to Mullen, he actually transitioned to Mullen too. He was actually He was actually the running backs coach at Mullen. So there were probably four or five my friends who actually went to Mullen as well. So we kind of had a mentor figure to identify with and lean on. You know, when we're going through those rough roads out at Mullen. So that most definitely helped us out. So, but I definitely had that small circle of positivity that definitely enhanced me while I was at Mullen.
Gotcha, gotcha. And talk to me about once you got to Mullen, were you just playing football or – were there other sports, track, basketball, that you were into as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I participated in football, of course, basketball, and track. I actually stopped playing basketball after my sophomore year. My freshman year, I did not like track, man. I just didn't like running like that. But, I mean, I understood, obviously, it was going to help me with that football aspect. And my mentor, Coach Jerome, is his name, who was actually at Mullen. He actually talked me into it a little bit and obviously told me that was helping with my football. So I think as I progressed in my high school journey, I liked it more and more. My senior year, I really enjoyed it. We actually won state 3 out of my 4 years out there. And I was actually a 100-meter state champion my last year. So it was fun, man.
Wow. And what was, just for everybody listening, what was your time on that 100-meter state championship?
I really don't want to say, man. I know it's slow for slow outside of Colorado, but it was only a 10.6.
Well, hey, man, I mean, that's moving for any state. and definitely in Colorado, where I know it was probably cold as heck out there, too. So,
actually, that day was pretty warm.
It was pretty nice. Okay. Well, we'll tell everybody it was snowing that wasn't listening.
Right.
But no, man, that's amazing. And I think that's big, Roman, that you played other sports, because I don't know if you know this, but right now a lot of the kids are just specialized, and they'll do football, and then they'll just train for football. And I'm a big believer. I'm a track guy, too. You know, I'm a big believer that you need to do those other sports to increase your abilities on the football field.
Absolutely. I mean, I would say, I mean, a piece of advice that I could give to the younger generation, man, is really don't limit yourself. You know, I mean, you're in high school, you're 13, 17, why just focus on football when maybe track or basketball may be your ticket, you know? Or obviously track obviously will enhance football. So definitely don't limit yourself.
Definitely. Good point. And talk to me about, you know, how you approach the game. For those of you who didn't get to see Roman play in college, he was explosive. You know, speed, quickness was definitely his forte. Once again, you know, you're not an All-American punt returner if you ain't got some movement about you and some get-up. And Roman was all of that, but he was a smaller player. So at you know, roughly about 5'7", Roman wasn't the biggest guy on the football field. And talk to me a little bit about that, Rome. Do you ever feel like you were underestimated because of that, or feel like you didn't just get your just due because of your size?
Absolutely. I'd say I probably, when I transitioned to Mullen, I had quite a bit of hype surrounding me going to Mullen. Then my freshman year, I probably played 2 freshman games, and then I was moved up to JV varsity. My first JV game, I actually pulled my hip pointer. So after that occurred, I mean, there's a lot of naysayers saying Roman's too small, Roman can't handle the physicality of high school football, et cetera, et cetera. So really just listening to all the negative, it really filled me that summer going into my sophomore year. I just kind of went out on a vengeance, man. Played with a chip on my shoulder, really from that point on to my last year up at CU. I'm not sure how many catches I had my sophomore year in high school, but I had probably had like 60 catches for 1,000 yards, 1,000 receiving yards. So, I really obviously played with that chip on my shoulder, man, and really just took it out of my opponents.
Wow. And then, obviously, you know, superstardom at Mullen, and I'm sure the DBs in that league were ready for you to get out of that league. But talk to me a little bit about the recruiting options. I mean, once again, you know, great talent, but a smaller player, and you get those coaches that think they know it all and think that they need, you know, the perfect size person in there, the prototype. So talk to me about the recruiting options. Who were the schools looking at you when you came out of Mullen?
University of Washington, Colorado, of course, Iowa State, BYU, and Maryland. I mean, a lot of schools dropped off, obviously, because of my size. But, I mean, everybody was recruiting me. Urban Meyer was a receivers coach at Notre Dame. I mean, he was writing me handwritten letters. But like I said, when it was time to offer scholarships, a lot of folks dropped off. I mean, thinking about the recruiting process, I mean, I was actually trying to get out of the state of Colorado. I was trying to run ASAP. I thought I was going to go to the University of Washington. But they had, I guess, they're recruiting myself and another receiver, and I guess the receiver took that last scholarship.
Gotcha.
So, I'm a firm believer if things happen for a reason. Took my recruiting trip up to CU. As you know, Coach Neuheisel says the right things and knows how to say them. Next thing I'm knowing, I'm committing to CU. But like I said, man, things happen for a reason, and I'm definitely was happy and am happy with my decision to go up there.
Definitely. And did you go to CU camp? Did you go to their football camp?
I did. I went, I think, the summer going into my senior year of high school. My high school coach, Coach McCall, thought it'd be a good idea to go up there just because they hadn't recruited me. And so I went to the camp. I did pretty well. And I was thinking about this the other day. Coach Houck, he's the first one that identified me and was like, man, we got to pull this guy over. He pulled Coach New. I think we were doing one-on-ones at the time in the camp. He pulled Coach New over to check me out, and the rest is history, man. That's why they recruited me.
Wow. And we've got some kids on the line that are looking into which camps they might want to go to. And there's a perfect example, you guys, of somebody that was able to get some exposure because he went to somebody's camp and lit it up and got a scholarship, you know, got a six-figure contract off of going to somebody's camp. So you definitely want to be strategic with your off season. So that's big, man, and obviously we are definitely glad you went to Colorado and not Washington. That's a great story, man. So talk to me about signing off on going to see the hometown kid stays home, and getting up there for the first time and you're with the big boys. And CU isn't what CU is today. You know, I was trying to tell the kids, they like to joke around, but I was trying to tell them that, you know, when we went to the University of Colorado, you know, it was a school that you had to deal with, you know, always top 10 ranking, one of the hottest coaches in college football. So talk to me about getting up to CU. Once you got there, did you feel like you belonged, or did you feel like, oh, maybe this is too much for me to take on?
No, I mean, when I got up there, I mean, I was comfortable. I think the number one thing that helped me acclimate myself were the student athletes that actually came in with me. As you know, our unit, that's tab cell block, I mean, we were so tight and close. And I mean, we all redshirted. So
yeah.
I think as a unit, as a group, I mean, we kept each other up. When somebody was down, we picked that person up. So on that aspect, man, I mean, I felt like I belonged. Everybody was friendly. Everybody was receptive towards me. And, I mean, obviously I was receptive towards everybody else. But obviously facing the upperclassmen, I think at first, I know at first, that was a struggle. But I think kind of those power struggles that we had with the upperclassmen, it did nothing but build camaraderie. And that made our group, our incoming class, that much closer with the upperclassmen. So it was a great experience, man. Yeah, I would not change anything for the world.
There you go. And talk to me about, were there any little adjustments that you feel like you had to make, whether on the field or in the classroom or socially, or do you feel like the whole transition was an easy transition for you?
I think academically there was really nothing I had to change. my time at Mullen, I mean, it's a college prep high school, that really prepared me academically for CU. So on that aspect, no. On the other aspect, in terms of social-wise, trying to, I guess, separate, or I guess attempting to socialize outside of that athletic world, I wish I could have done that, been effective in doing that a little better. Because it was very easy, I mean, being a student athlete, it's very easy just to stay in that athletic world and not interact or communicate with folks who aren't athletes or football players. So that was one thing. That was one thing I needed to work on, but still, I don't think I did it that well.
Good point. That's definitely something that we like to talk about with the kids. You know, is being friends with people on the field and off the field. You know, so you can leverage relationships down the road.
Absolutely.
So, talk to me real quick about having a chance to, because right now, I don't know if you caught it, but there was a coaching change at Washington, and Coach Sarkisian is now going to USC. And what a lot of people don't understand is they see all the headlines on ESPN, but they don't understand that there's lives being affected, more lives than just the coach who decides to leave. You know, there's the kid who's a freshman at Washington and just decided to go with Sarkisian. Now he's gone. So there's things that transpire when there's a coaching change. Talk to me about when Coach Rick Neuheisel left from CU and went off to Washington unexpectedly. Was that something that was hard for you to deal with? Or was it something that you didn't really think too much of?
I mean, it was definitely disappointing. I mean, obviously I came to see you because of Coach Neuheisel. But at the end of the day, I still knew I had to perform to the level that I was happy with, whoever was the next coach coming in. I knew I had to control what I can control, whether it be on the football field, practice field, in the weight room, et cetera. But I was definitely disappointed because, I mean, I think we had a great team going into that next year, and I felt like things didn't go the way they should have because he left. But obviously I still had to move forward. But yes, I was definitely disappointed.
Yeah, definitely. And talk to me, I mean, obviously, to be an All-American at any position at that such a high level of college football is a major feat. Was that something that you thought was in the cards for you? Is that something that you expected? Or were you surprised by the success you were having returning punts?
It definitely wasn't something I set out to do. I just figure if I work hard in off season, do what I'm supposed to do on that football field, I mean, the rest will take care of itself. What was that second part of the question, T?
I was saying that was it basically something that you were expecting to do, or was it something that you were surprised that you were having so much success? But also that kind of leads me into my second question, Roman, was you were somebody that was able to excel on the special teams because of your unique talent. And did you feel excited any, or did you feel, what was your perception of not maybe getting the ball as much on the offensive side?
I was definitely disappointed. I felt like I could have offered a little more offensively as a receiver. I mean, my entire tenure up at CU, I mean, we had a great group of receivers, talent-wise. But, I mean, still, I feel like I could have contributed a little more. I think probably my junior and senior year at CU, I mean, I don't want to say I accepted my lack of a role as a receiver, but I just kind of expected it, and I just figured I'd do my thing on special teams, whether it be punt return, kick return, and that's probably why I worked so hard at punt return, kick return, just so I can, obviously I want to help the team in some manner. But, I mean, again, that was my chip on my shoulder. Since I can't get any shine as a receiver, I'm going to get my shine somewhere else. So, again, that takes us back to that chip on the shoulder, man, that I've had since I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, and for those listening, you know, and you could probably pull up some of the highlights on YouTube or something, and I'll definitely try to dig up some for you guys. But Roman was somebody that, I mean, did you actually run track one year at CU too? Or I think you were considering
yep.
it, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I ran indoor track.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, somebody that was super explosive and could take a lid off of a coverage, but for whatever reason wasn't getting as many opportunities on the offensive side of the ball, and he took a vengeance out on Big 12 special teams units. A matter of fact, I even have a quote from one of the Missouri coaches saying that I watched the kid on film and I knew he was special, and then we got to see it firsthand when he was returning kicks today. So I have that quote, and I'll send that off to you too, man. But, you know, a team player. So what you were talking about is basically – you realized that you had a role on the team and you were going to do that to the best of your ability and not really cause any kind of adversity.
Absolutely.
There you go. So
absolutely.
Definitely. And you know, there's I talked to the players about that, as playing your role during certain times. If it wasn't for Roman, you guys, we wouldn't have won a Big 12 championship in 2001. He actually was able to put the dagger in the coffin of the Kansas State Wildcats with a big return when we were playing their team, and their team was also a pretty tough team at the time. Over 800 yards returning, 2 touchdowns, an 18-yard average. Did you feel like you should have got an NFL shot after that type of success?
I thought so. I mean, I felt like, I guess, exiting my senior year up at CU, I mean, I figured, I wouldn't get drafted high. I mean, I thought maybe I would get drafted late, maybe. But I almost knew definitely I would get an opportunity. And that's really all I was asking for, T. If I was able to get that opportunity and I didn't make the team, I could be at peace with myself, and if I made the team, I mean, that's even better. But unfortunately, I didn't get that opportunity to try out for an NFL team. I tried out maybe for 2 or 3 Canadian teams, then tried out for the Colorado Crush, which was a arena team in Denver at the time. I actually made the team. I was with the Crush for a half a season, then I popped my hamstring, then they released me. So, like I said earlier in the interview, man, all things happen for a reason, and obviously playing at that next level wasn't in my cards. But that's okay, though.
Oh, man, well, you made thousands of fans stand up, dude, up at the University of Colorado. Once again, we wouldn't have a Big 12 championship if it wasn't for you, so I thank you for that, my brother. Thank you for coming into the locker room and feeding into these young kids. You got about 15 seconds. Anything you want to say to any young aspiring football players?
Fellas, athletically control what you can control. Be in the film room, the weight room. Control what you can handle academically. Figure out what your strengths and weaknesses are. Once you identify your weaknesses, get with that academic team so you can strengthen those weaknesses. Lastly, build relationships with folks outside of the athletic community, because you never know.
All right, bro.
Those...
Okay. Okay, no.
got me out, nigga. I was going hard, nigga.